Walmart Massacre by Matthew Escobar. It was a beautiful day on July 20th, 2009, when John woke up. His daughter was already up and had packed up the car for her Girl Scout sales. She was very excited. She had been talking about the event for about 2 months now. As John got ready, he pushed a box of cookies his daughter had left behind, and unfortunately opened, into the sink. He pulled it out thinking the cookies would be fine in the wrapper. Without knowing what he'd done, he went off to Walmart. They set up their station for their sales. A man came up, but he wasn't right in the head. The man walked up to the table and demanded cookies. John handed him his rancid package. The man paid and left. The next day, the man came for revenge of the stomach virus causing cookies. John was inside, and the man went looking for him. The man spotted John and pulled out a knife. John turned around and saw the knife and teared down the aisle. Other shoppers who saw the knife ran in a frenzy. Some even were wounded as the man pursued John. Eventually, John faked him out and ran to the manager. He warned the manager and ordered him to call the police. He ran to the sporting goods department and got a weapon of his own. John's heart was pumping at an incredible rate. He was predicting his next move, his face drowned in sweat. At that moment, he heard a scream from remaining shoppers. He ran over and saw one's throat cut and two others stabbed. In blood, the man wrote, "You're next." John aided who he could and placed him away safely. All of a sudden, some Walmart employees out of nowhere came with tasers, stun guns, anything that could stop a man but not kill him. Apparently, they had training for this kind of stuff. They did a sweep of the store and found no survivors. Soon after, the lights shut off and the crazy man was warning John since he could see him through the cameras. John sent the Walmart employee to the other side of the store and he ran to the back. He arrived at the manager's office and saw a single knife jutting out of the man's head. A deep, low voice behind John said, "He was easy to kill, not a sound. But you know, he might be a challenge. I'm always up for one." John twirled around and saw the man there, standing with a look of scorn on his face, his knife glistening in the light. John stared him down. "How's it going, Colonel?" "What do you mean?" John asked, bewildered. "You know exactly what I mean. Do you remember May 28th, 2007, said the crazy man. "You were on patrol and an IED went off and your Humvee was thrown off the street." "What do you mean?" asked John. "You know exactly what I mean. My uncle, Lieutenant Scott, was trapped and you didn't save him." "You don't understand," John yelled. "Oh, I understand completely. And now, revenge is mine. You see, the Girl Scout cookies were just facial recognition, so I knew my target. I've been watching you all this time." "Wait!" John screamed desperately. "I tried to save your uncle, but the roof fell on his leg. Over the roar of the flames, the rest of the crew couldn't hear that I was trying to save him, and they pulled me out. The next thing I know, the thing blew up." "Sure." And the crazy man sliced his knife into a wide arc and sliced across John's chest. He squealed in pain, blood dripping. He recoiled, and with all his strength, he sunk his knife into the man's arm. He squealed and wobbled backward. Police officers swarmed the area. SWAT officers, anyone. In that moment, the man in a panic threw his knife at the one of the officers and hit him straight on the leg. The man screamed and hit the ground. The crazy man turned and fled. A volley of bullets was fired and John jumped out of the way. Some of the bullets grazed him, but he got out of the way just in time. One of the bullets struck the man in the back of the head. He fell with a tremendous thud, and John and the rest of the police officers watched in an eerie silence as he slowly stopped moving in a ginormous pool of blood. John was hauled off to the hospital, and when he woke up, his daughter was by his side. He was so excited that his blood pressure spiked. He asked her to tell him the story of what happened to her. Her skin went pale, and with a moan said, "Okay, if you say so." "Well, Daddy, after that man came to the table..." The end. Stay tuned to hear what happened to John's daughter.